Lukutotera, Pashas Achre, page 50, second column, probably 12 lines from the end of the paragraph. Okay, now Greb asked a bunch of questions, and basically he says, what's the union of tshuva returning the neshama to the place it came from before the neshama came into a body? So the Alter Rebbe asked, so what's the purpose of the neshama coming into the body to go back up? Why didn't it just stay up? So the Alter Rebbe elaborated on the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. He said like this, Hashem is a fire, Eshech Lohu. And therefore, just like a fire needs fuel to keep it existing, otherwise it goes back to where it was, Hashem needs fuel to keep Hashem in the world. What's the fuel? Torah mitzvahs, making from the 10 utterances into the 10 commandments, the level of Kedusha. So he says, at the beginning of creation, before Torah mitzvahs, before Adam, before whatever, so then it was Chafetz Chesed Hu. And he says that nowadays, though, it's dependent on Avodah. But normally, as the Zohar uses the expression, it's not normal for the king to deal with idle words, and all these 10 utterances are things dealing with Gashmias, which compared to Hashem is nothing. So he says this, we're up to now. Like 12 lines before the end of the paragraph. But whatever Hashem made, the Mishnah says that whatever Hashem created, he created for his own glory. Now what does that mean? It's not an ego trip. Therefore, the Malachim say Hashem is holy and he permeates the whole world. Because by the Malachim, who is Kaddish, removed the lane cats. Because from the Malachim, Hashem is Taka removed. The angels are limited creatures in Bria. Compared to them, or you see it in most of them, compared to them, Hashem is really removed from them. And Hashem says, I haven't changed. That means the worlds don't do anything to me. Meaning levushi. What does it mean it's covered? His garments. Where do we see the garments is covered? The Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan called Lemane Mechabdusa. He called his garments his glory. He called his wife his house. Because where does Hashem come? Into Torah Mitzvahs. Where is the essence of Hashem revealed? In Torah Mitzvahs. Which is the covet of Hashem. Which is Moli Cholor's covet. When you say Moli Cholor's covet, honor, numerically is 32, which correspond with the 32 paths of Chochmah. There's 50 paths of Bina, gates of Bina, and there's Lamed Beis, Nesivas Chochmah. In fact, Chassidus explained the word Levonin, Lebanon, Levonin, is Lev Nun, which represents Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah is 32 paths, it says, and the Gemara says Bina is 50. That Hashem's Chochmah comes all the way down here until it comes all the way not only into Torah B'Ksav but even Torah Shebal Peh and into this world. There's a lot of passive Torah. Some come into Zroyim, come into Moed, six orders of Mishnah. By Chochmah, what? I don't know. Because Bina is a greater path, narrow. Gate is wide. Bina is a widening of Chochmah. So, Bina cloud called okay, Gimel Beis. I mean, Bina cloud called Torah Mitzvahs. Generally speaking, when you have Torah Mitzvahs can be classified into three levels: Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. Right? Canaan, like the Mishnah says, Al Shlesh the Dvarim Elam Emed, Ala Teda, Ala Veda, Vagmilus Chasadim. Ki Tfila, Bemakam Avedus and Kabanis. Right? Tfila is instead of Kabanis. So it says, Teda, Veda, which normally means a karbanis, it means the tefillah. Or gemilas chasadim, it's tzedakah. So you have teira aveda gemilas chasadim. Keneged gimel dvarim elu, ksiv, brasiv, yitzartiv, afasisiv, which is the three levels of machshava, dibur, and maise. Okay? And like he says, Berasiv is a level of machshava, which is a level of bria, yeshmiayin. That's the level of tefillah, which is aveda shebelev. The Alter Rebbe is saying like this. Teir itself is divided into teir aveda gemilas chasadim, which correspond with the three worlds, bria, yitzir, and asiyah, which correspond with machshava, dibur, and maise. We know bria is called elam machshava, yitzir is elam dibur, and asiyah, obviously, is the world of asiyah, of action. So he says, from the three, davening, which the Gemara says is aveda shebelev, because where do we learn that you have to daven from? It doesn't say anywhere you have to daven. It says, u'lo'avdei b'chol levavchem. You have to serve Hashem with all your heart. The Gemara says, what's aveda of the heart? How do you serve Hashem with your heart? That's the concept of tefillah. So what's tefillah primarily? Meditation, thinking. Teira, on the other hand, v'dibartabam. Teira is a level of dibur. And tzedakah is a level of action. So therefore, tefillah is the level of aveda shakvan b'machshava berusa deliba, in the strong will of the heart. Commandment as out, like the Gemara says, tefillah b'lei kavana kuguf b'lei neshama. Davening without kavana is like a neshama without a body. Your body without a neshama means it's dead. V'dibur hatefillah. So why do we have to daven with words? Because we learned the other day, if somebody reads davening without saying the words, you're not yetsa davening. You have to say the words. If you don't say the words, you just read it like a novel, you're not yetsa. So chayra, we just got from saying tefillah is machshava, so why do you need to speak tefillah? So it says, v'di b'dat tefillah. The wording, the speech of davening is actually a koel me'er a kavana, because the koel, the voice, awakens kavana. So because davening is primarily kavana, how do you awaken the kavana? So you have to say the words, because without it, you don't have kavana. L'cheini b'makim ha-kavanas. Therefore, davening is instead of kavanas. Avedis ha-kavanas was tliya b'kahana with the kayanim. B'uv del berusa deliba, like the Zohar says, what was aved of kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash? Berusa deliba, which was more a spiritual kavana. I know, what does it mean? What does it mean, this kavana, machshava? Shete kavanos, imachshavti dvuka bavaya. That your kavana, machshava, should be connected to Hashem, lihis meikava, ilav, to be completely bottle. For limbs, the nashi, v'detzene, ilavai, is barich. And to have mesidus, nefesh, to give up your will to Hashem. Lihis leirak, rotzin, echad, v'lev, echad, lovesh, v'shamayim. What is his will? Only one thing, to be connected to Hashem, which also means and not to become separated from Hashem, and that's Sumera Vasitev. Hasitev connects you, Sumera doesn't disconnect you. The Hainu Kadis Kaf, Yitzitrach, when you break evil. As a Yoyer, all of Eravayal Nafshe. Then you have the revelation of Alukus on you. And that's why Tiknu Brich Berabes. I'm sorry, Brich is a Shachar. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaElam. What are we asking in Brich is a Shachar? Ki an mevak shim shi yom shu b'chines Havaya. What are we asking? That Havaya should come down to be Melech HaElam. Baruch means to bring down the level of Ato, not only Ato, but even Havaya, should be Lahavis Elam. That it shouldn't be, God forbid, Hashem leaving the world, that the world disappears. So what are we davening? That Havaya should come into Melech HaElam, meaning Hashem should stay in the world and give existence to the world. And it shouldn't go up like fire. What did they, Alter Rebbe explained before, that Hashem Elokecha Esh Eichlohu, what do you mean Hashem is a consuming fire? Fire needs fuel. Hashem needs the world. So he says, what's the union of, that's the union of davening. What are we davening? Baruch atah avaya lakeinu melech ha'ilam, that Hashem should be in the world. That we should give him the fuel that he shouldn't have to, God forbid, leave the world, that the world doesn't exist. And we're davening v'le'yaz b'chinas elokeinu. It should be elokeinu, ours. What do you mean when you say it's our God? Our God means it belongs to me, not somebody else's God. Somebody else has to serve that God. Elokeinu means it's mine. Of course, it was one for bringing. He said, in fact, he was here in California. We chassidim say Adineinu, Mereinu, V'Rabeinu, but we need to stop to think. It's Adineinu, Mereinu, V'Rabeinu. If he's our Rebbe, we have to be his students. If he's our master, we need to be vessels for us. Not stop, Rebbe, you know. It has to be Adineinu, Mereinu, V'Rabeinu. It has to be that we internalize it. Mukhni. Adonaini. That he's called Ashmei Aleinu. That's Elokeinu. Like we say Elokei Avram. Now the Rebbe explains, what do we say in davening? Elokei Avram. Why is he called the God of Avram? Because Avram was completely bottled to Telukus. Why is he called Elokei Yitzchak? Because Yitzchak was completely bottled to Telukus. So we say Elokeinu. Nu, what does it mean? Nu? Nu means that we're completely bottled to it. That he's ours. Our shame should be in this Merkava because we're in the level of Merkava. By Avram Avinu. V'lai yesh yidav yesh v'nifah v'ni atzmei rak melech ha'ilam. What does it mean melech ha'ilam? Our shame should be mashu mahav v'machaya ilamish. Because this, what the Elokus gives existence to the world, this, that there's ha'ilam, king of the world, to be a separate entity. Why is it? Because a Yaisim Malach Shmei Nikra Vein Malach B'lei Am. Meaning of this. What are we saying? We're saying Hashem Elokeinu, that it's ours. But what are we saying? Melech Ha'elam. Why is there Elam? Why did Hashem create a world? Which Olam means Ha'elam, concealment, hiding. Because Melech Ha'elam, he wants to be the king over the world. And now the Alter Rebbe explains, what does it mean to be a king? What is the concept of a king? It means, in order to be a king, you need two opposite things. You need to have separate entities that become bottle. And he says, a guy can have 100 kids. You can't be a king because they're an extension of you. You can't be a king over your own kids. Because the definition of a king is a melech b'lei am, means foreigners, means there has to be somebody outside of you that becomes bottled to you. An extension of you to be bottled to you is not called melech. Mashenkin yisrael nikra banim lamokim brakar davua. They're the knee of the father. Sharegu batla eitzel arash. So you can't say I'm a king over my foot. So what is the purpose why Hashem made a world? Because he wanted to be a king. That's why every year Rosh Hashanah, we have to re-coronate him that he should want, you know, Hachtar Samelech, what? Yeah. Binyan HaMalchus. Therefore, the whole existence of the world, that it exists, he says, what causes Hashem to be in the world? When we are bottled to Hashem. He says, why? Because the neshama is in Pnimis Eilam. The neshama is the Pnimis of the world. Like Chazal say, Shem Shiyev Shalelam Beruchis. Just he can't have wind, the world without winds and directions. Yev Shalelam Beli Yisroel. Meaning like this. What's the thinking of Havaya? The level of Havaya is that it should be Melech Ha'ilam. Meaning, by Elokus becoming us, one with us, then Hashem fulfills the purpose of why he made Olam. Why did he make a world of concealment? of separation, because he wants to be king, meaning he wants to have a world that looks like it's a separate entity, but really the world is batel. Now, who makes that world batel? Hashem made the world as a separate entity. But what makes the world batel? When we do Torah mitzvahs with the world, so we're making that the world is batel to Hashem. We're his children, but we say Malkeinu too. We say Avinu is our father, and at the same time we say Malkeinu, because you have a neshama and you have a body. The body is not the essence of the world like a neshama is. So from the body perspective, he's our king. From the neshama aspect, he's our father, not our king. So we have both advantages though. We have Avinu, we have the advantages of a father and a child, but there's advantages of a king and a servant, and the bittul is more by a king and servant than a father and a son.
As the Friedrich Rebbe said
that he has an advantage over all the other chassidim. All the other chassidim are chassidim of the Rebbe Rashab. He is a chassid and a son. So he has both advantages. The advantage of a son plus the advantage of a chassid. What?
Sometimes say that he's so beyond, above, that creation, world, existent, not existent, doesn't make any difference to him. And then sometimes he said that he's melech malchav nachem, he wants to be the melech.
That he wants to be, he is.
He is the king.
No.
Sometimes he say creation doesn't make any difference to him whatsoever.
So what's the answer?
One is over, one is mamala.
It's both. It's the same thing.
I suppose
there is a world. Like with Bereishis Bara Elokim, Hashem created a world. Now, there's his perspective and our perspective. Kikel Deya is Hashem. Like we learned, Hashem's perspective is that the only thing that exists is Elokus. There is no world. From our perspective, which is Torah true, our perspective, that there is a world. Now, how do you put these two things together? The way to put these two things together, through our Avoida, we are showing that the world is really only Hashem. That there is no world. It's only Hashem. So that's our Avoida, to bridge, like we learned, Hashem made Yesh Miayin. Our Avoida is to make the Yesh back into the Ayin. Not into nothingness, into Bittul.
So we make him the
when you say that as far as Hashem is concerned, there is no world, yeah? The only thing that exists is Elokus. That doesn't mean there's no table. The table is Elokus. Because if there wouldn't be any tables, yeah? And everything is only Elokus, how would Hashem be if there are tables? Maybe he wouldn't be here so great. The difference between Echad and Yachid,
that's
right?
Chassidut.
The whole same world is chassidus. Come on. Hello?
So we make him the king.
Yeah, if there's no Hachtara Samalach, he leaves. After
right.
Hashem's yearly contract is for, I mean, it's for a year. Hashem and Rosh Hashanah, we give him, he allows us to give him a yearly contract. Erev Rosh Hashanah by night is goodbye. Now you want me to be a king? Rehire me.
Isn't he more king to Goyim than us?
No.
Your father.
It's
Goyim our father than us.
We have the advantage of father and king, but he's not more king over the Goyim than over us.
He's related further than us.
But the Bittul we have is more.
Right?
Their bittul is not the same level of bittul that we have, because we have Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs causes the ultimate level of bittul. But Eibishter made in a way that there is a world, there is Gashmias, there is this, and yet we're bottled. It's the middle of the first column. Just like the life of the body is dependent on the neshama, right? The existence of the body is dependent on the soul. If there's something happening in the nefesh achiyunis, nefesh abamis even, the whole body gets sick. What's the difference between a healthy person and a sick person? A healthy person is brought to the neshama, and therefore the person doesn't feel himself. You don't feel yourself, you feel the neshama, and therefore you're healthy. What is a sick person? Your hand hurts, your foot hurts, your stomach hurts, your mouth hurts, your brain hurts, your whatever hurts. So then, that shows you're not bottle. Because if you would be bottle, then you wouldn't feel yourself. So because the body is not bottle to Hashem, therefore you're sick. And therefore, not God forbid, by the way, the Chassidus explained what Dalai Lama is saying over here doesn't mean Nefesh Abam is something wrong with it. Something wrong with the connection between the Nefesh Achiyunis and the body. Either the limb of the body is not healthy, so the neshama cannot reveal itself, or in the wiring, whatever that means, between the neshama and the guf, something's going wrong. But the nefesh achiyunis doesn't perfect. Lochein, Amen. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Pirush Yevod Achi should be brought down. V'yom Shechli Hashem Avaya Lahavis Kol Anitzoyim. That Hashem should create Mahava, Yud Kevavki means creator. How? Aidei Shiyalonu Bechinus Elokeinu. By Elokus being ours, which means we are completely bottled to Hashem in Machshava Dibur Maisa, then it could be Melech Ha'olam. So what are we saying? By bringing down Havaya to be Mahava the world, how can that be? By Hashem being Elokeinu, one with us, like Elokei Avram, we are completely bottled to Hashem, then Hashem fulfills the thing that he wants, Melech Ha'olam. So why do we say this every morning? Why can't we do it once a week, once a month, once a year, whatever? So there's continuous creation. So every day, so therefore every morning we have to reawaken this level of bitul telukus to Hashem to create the world. And every day it has to be on a day different than the day before. Because if it's going to be on the same way it was the day before, so why did Hashem have to make a new day? Could have just kept the old day. Like the Rebbe once explained, why did Hashem make sleep? Hashem could have created us so we don't need sleep. Yeah, he could have made us, he could do whatever he wants. Hashem could have made it, we don't need to sleep. A third of the day, if you're lucky, 8 hours, that is sleeping, the Rambam says, right? Why a third of the day they wish to make sleeping? Could have made even a minute sleeping, no sleeping. The Rebbe said, because if there wouldn't be any break, then it would be like one long, 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 long day. So then you don't have a new avoida. Every morning after sleep is a new avoida. Chadosh and Labkarim, Rabbam and the Sechus, they made Daniel Fanecha, because every day becomes a new avoida.